From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The Iowa caucus is just over a month away. Yesterday, Democratic White House hopefuls went toe-to-toe in a national debate. NPR News and Iowa Public Radio hosted the event. It was old school. No TV cameras, no large studio audience, just the candidates sitting around a table and tackling some tough issues. Michelle Norris co-hosts NPR's All Things Considered. She co-moderated the debate and gave me an insider's look at how things unfolded. I asked her why only three topics were covered: Iran, China, and immigration.
From the beginning, we decided that it would be a good idea to try to go deep, to just focus on three topics, and we wanted to make sure that one of them dealt with national security. But the candidates have had so many opportunities to chew on a rock that we wanted to look down the road a little bit and look at the next challenge, some would say the next threat, and so we chose Iran. Who knew weeks ago when we decided to focus on Iran that it would just happen to be the day after the national intelligence estimate just happened to surface? So, you know, the news god smiled on us in that regard.
Well, let's hear a little bit about what you were able to wrangle out of the candidates. The candidates, all passionate about the Iran controversy, seem to agree that President Bush is taking the wrong approach, but they did differ in other ways.
None of us is advocating a rush to war. And I think that we have two different ways of approaching this. Our goals are the same: diplomatic engagement with Iran.
By the way, terminology matters. I'm a great admirer of Senator Clinton. It's not about not advocating a rush to war. I'm advocating no war.
That was Senator Biden. He has been framed in many ways during different debates as being strong on foreign policy. What do you think of the exchange that he had with Senator Clinton?
Well, you know, they had a very different approach here on this, and Senator Clinton was a bit more hawkish in this discussion. Senator Biden, you know, was saying that the administration was completely wrong on this, and that it was, you know, time to really just sort of pull back, you know, stop talking about sanctions, stop all the saber rattling. I think we heard him say that three or four times in the course of the debate. It was a bit of a retrospective conversation, though. I mean, they were looking ahead, but they were also looking back and justifying various positions that they had taken, various votes that they had taken. The other thing that I thought was really interesting in this debate was the pivot at one point in the second segment of that section into the discussion of Israel and how Israel plays into this and how Muslim countries, what they hear from the current administration and also from the Congress when they talk about Middle East policy in general and the belief among many Muslim countries that the U.S. always favors Israel at all costs and the price that the U.S. pays for that and how the U.S. can hope to gain some diplomatic footing or deal with some of these countries as an equal partner in an honest way if there is a belief that everything that we do is seemed to be weighted toward providing some sort of security or benefit to our Israeli partners, our Israeli allies.
China, another huge issue as well as a huge nation. And the main phrase that kept coming up was leverage. And Senator Obama used the term, and this was a section that you were the main facilitator for, to talk about how the U.S. could lose influence based on the shape of our economy.
Our leverage is weakening when we run up enormous deficits, funding a war that should have never been authorized. And we then are taking out the credit card with the Chinese. That gives us less leverage.
So he's basically arguing in the rest of the debate that China is not an enemy but a competitor. How do you think that whole idea of enemy, competitor, friend played out between the different candidates?
Well, it's almost a question of who's on top, not to be crude about it. When they're talking about it, you know, China being a competitor, it's the question that I put to them is, given the huge trade deficit that we have with China, the military buildup in China, the flood of U.S. goods that come into this market, the country's muscular manufacturing capability, that was the basic question. Who has the leverage at this point, U.S. or China? All of them said that the U.S. has less leverage than it used to have, but none of them said that China actually, you know, is completely dominant. But, you know, a few of them did hint that that could happen. And so I think you heard almost universally that all of them said that they believed unequivocally that China was manipulating their currency. That's a big difference from this administration. U.S. manufacturing base has been claiming for years that China has been playing, you know, with funny money, that they've devalued their currency. The Bush administration and the current Treasury Department has not agreed with that. They have not come out to say explicitly that China is gaming their currency. Almost every one of the candidates this afternoon said that they believe that China would do this. A lot of tough talk on currency manipulation, on trade policies.
Well, one final question. How did you enjoy Senator Edwards' remark, joking that one of the hardest decisions he's had to make is choosing a running mate? Do you see any matchmaking here? Do you see, it's way too early to call the race, but do you see any people sort of saying, hey, I'd be game to play second, or I'd like you as second?
No, too soon. They all want the top job. And let me say, as someone who was in the room when he said that, he was the only one laughing. At that point, you know, he was looking around the room trying to get a laugh, or, you know, I don't know that he expected actually to have any takers, anyone to say, oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to be a veep in the Edwards administration. But usually when the cameras are on, they sort of have to play for the cameras. You have to get at least, gallows humor. There has to be a little bit of laugh, because it's just sort of the, proper thing to do. And in this case, they were on the radio and there were no cameras in the room. They did not have to pretend that they thought that was funny, because it was clear that they did not. they're not interested in a number two position. They're applying for the top job. And the race is so close here in Iowa that you have, at least in those three, what they're calling the front runners, Senator Clinton, Senator Obama, Senator Edwards, they very much believe that they could take it. They could take that top spot, and that would put enough wind in their sails to take them out of Iowa and on to New Hampshire and South Carolina and Las Vegas and then, everywhere else.
Well, Michelle, thank you for that fabulous debrief.
Good to talk to you, Farai.
Michelle Norris hosts NPR's All Things Considered, and she moderated NPR News and Iowa Public Radio's National Democratic Presidential Debate.